The snow was really coming down. Chapter 1. A Gray and Desolate Landscape. 1. Sakata Azusagawa couldn't comprehend what the doctor was saying.
We did everything we could. My condolences.
He wasn't having trouble hearing or making out what the doctor had said. The 40-something man who'd emerged from the operating room spoke clearly, and in the silence of the hospital, even hushed voices sounded loud.
What did you...
His voice rasped. The question had just slipped out. But the man in the green surgical scrubs did not respond. He wasn't even talking to Sakata. No, the doctor's focus was fully on a woman in an expensive suit who had long hair and seemed to be in her 40s. Sakata could see the resemblance she shared with a girl a year above him in school, his girlfriend, the one who mattered more to him than anyone. Mai Sakurajima. More accurately, Mai looked like the woman in the suit, Mai's mother. Sakata had met her once before. The fact that he had remembered her face from that one meeting showed how much they looked alike.
Then Mai, she's really...
Words fell from her lips, one at a time. Her eyes glued to the doctor's face.
By the time she reached us, it was already too late.
He bowed deeply. Sakata simply couldn't process any of this. He knew the doctor was speaking Japanese, but nothing he said made any sense. His heart and body refused to understand, to accept the truth. All sound gradually faded away. The only thing he could hear was the rushing in his ears. The doctor was still talking, but nothing he said reached Sakata.
His ears were howling.
Cut off from the world, Sakata was struck by a sudden sense of vertigo. He'd lost his center and couldn't tell forward from backward, up from down. Trying to get a hold of himself, he fixed his eyes on a single point ahead. Then a hot, searing pain ran across his cheek. The stinging sensation brought his mind back to the present. He thought he heard the lingering echo of a crack.
Bring her back!
A voice twisted with rage shrieked at him. He could see a gut-wrenching pain in those eyes. She hadn't shed a single tear, but Sakata could still tell. A second and a third crack echoed down the hall. Only then did he realize that the pain had come from someone slapping him across the face.
Give my back!
One more slap. Sakata didn't have it in him to dodge. He let her blows land where they may.
Please, calm down.
Doctors and nurses stepped in to pull Mai's mother away.
Give her back! Give my daughter back to me!
Her wails stabbed into him like knives. He could taste blood. It wasn't his imagination. The slap had broken his lip. A nurse spotted the injury and put a hand on his shoulder.
Let's get that looked at, she said.
She gave him a gentle push, clearly suggesting he shouldn't be here. He didn't have it in him to fight that either. He obediently went along, moving like a sleepwalker.
Bring my back! Bring her back!
The sounds of a mother's grief echoed in his wake. Sakata was alone in an outpatient waiting room, his lip patched up. He sat on the first seat of a 5-seat bench. The lights were out, and the only illumination came from the green of the exit sign. This room was usually only used if there were so many people waiting to be seen that they ran out of chairs. But it was in the middle of the night, well outside of normal visiting hours. The silence reminded him of that time he'd sneaked into school after dark. Then that silence was broken by footsteps. Someone was rushing down the hall and breathing heavily. In moments, they would reach Sakata. Spotting her blonde hair bouncing in a familiar side ponytail, Sakata recognized Nodaka Toyohama right away. She worked as an idol singer and had been performing a Christmas concert. She must have come straight from the venue without even removing her stage makeup or her costume. He could see it glittering under her coat. When Sakata looked up, her eyes locked on him.
Sakata?
The footsteps stopped. Her face was tense.